Here we are. Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, in just a second here, Lee, we're going to talk to Mary.
And Mary's a wonderful lady.
Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Mary, we're going to tell people a little bit about you. Now, you're a retired teacher.
Right, retired teacher after 32 years in the classroom, right.
Wow. Isn't that neat? But you were still teaching when you first came to see us, weren't you?
I was.
That's right.
I was.
Something happened in the playground. You sustained an injury, didn't you? A wound?
I sustained an injury about 1998. And then things kind of went downhill from there. And when I came to see you, I was literally crawling to the bathroom at night and on a walker in the classroom, dragging a leg that just wouldn't function. It was in pain and just wouldn't function. I didn't miss a day in the classroom, but it was a struggle, and I ended up with you.
And this has been this had been going on for 14 years, is that correct?
The leg part, the wound had been going on for 14 years, but the leg part had been going on for about 4 months.
So, Mary, things were going from bad to worse at that point.
Exactly.
So, Mary, before coming to see Dr. Yardley, what had you tried to get relief from that leg pain?
Well, on the wound, I had spent probably $12,000 to $15,000 with wound clinics in two different states, and then came here to Washington, and it was just an endless thing. It was just that I could never exercise like I had used to, or long walks or anything like that. So, you know, things just started going downhill.
What was it that initially brought you in to see Dr. Yardley?
On the radio, just like this. And I told my husband, this guy knows what he's doing. I'm not going to mess around with anybody else. I'm going straight to Dr. Yardley and talk to him, which I did.
Now, tell us about that first conversation with Dr. Yardley.
It made so much sense because I was teaching, you know, the upper grades, and I was teaching science, and that brain connection through the brain stem, that made so much sense to me. And I said, yeah, why not?
So, Mary, you found out you were a candidate for care, and you started at the Yardley Institute. What happened next?
Within a week, I was not crawling to the bathroom. Within 3 weeks, I could walk without the walker and without falling down. And within a month and a half, I didn't need a walker anymore. I couldn't believe it. It was stunning to me. Everybody that saw me said, what are you doing? And so you got a lot of advertisement during that time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Why don't you tell people what it's like to come into the office?
You feel like family. Everybody you met, I couldn't complain about anybody. It was really nice. And you didn't sit around for hours waiting at all. They got you in and out, and it was wonderful.
You had a few other things going on. Are you having some acid reflux issues?
I was, and I think it was from the medicine I was taking to deal with the pain.
Okay.
Because that went away as soon as I could lessen all that medicine that I was taking for, you know, just dealing with walking around during the day. It was fine.
Another effect of the medication you had mentioned, you found yourself quite groggy throughout the day. Now that you're not on the medication, have things cleared up?
Oh, yeah, because actually you feel like your brain is waking up with whatever you guys do to make that connection. You actually, you know, you begin to say, things are different. I feel like I can concentrate better. It doesn't happen instantly, but it's just a gradual something you begin to feel.
Well, that sounds great. You know, it sounds like all the improvements you've experienced, Mary, it has got to be a great joy with your grandkids.
Oh, it is. And then I could finish I had about a year and a half left for my, you know, to put in all my time for teaching because I thought I was going to have to quit. It would have made a big difference on, you know, how much you get for afterwards. And I finished teaching. Yeah, and then the grandkids are here, and I ended up babysitting them more. I couldn't even pick up my little grandson. I just didn't have the strength to do it in either the leg or my arms. And now I can, you know, run around with him, crawl around with him, and I haven't had any reoccurrence.
What a blessing.
Yes.
It is. It's wonderful.
Now, you played the organ at the church, and when you first came in, you were having some numbness issues in your left hand.
I was. See, that was all part of it, and that was within 2 weeks gone.
Great.
And I have not had that come back at all. It's kind of hard to play the organ without feeling, yes.
Oh, I bet it was. Well, Mary, I'm sure there are people listening right now who are not feeling themselves or maybe dealing with a lot of pain like you were. What would you say to them?
Come and talk to them. I got the idea that if you came in and you couldn't help that, you know, you'd tell me. I didn't feel like you just would take me just because you know, like a cattle prodding outfit or anything like that. I got the feeling that you'd tell me the truth.
That's absolutely correct, and we don't accept every patient for care.
It won't hurt to go in and talk and find out what you guys do because it makes sense to me and it works.
Wow. That is great. Thanks a lot, Mary.
You're welcome.
Maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking you should contact the Yardley Institute. Find out if you're a candidate for care there with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. 5. Don't go away. We've got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next, right here on AM 770 KTTH.